Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Kim Komando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to komando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it.
So when's the last time you went to Walmart?
Oh, I don't know, last week.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you do a lot of shopping there?
I like Walmart. I mean, if you ever need like socks and a kid's toy and a pineapple, you can get it all in one stop.
Okay, well, Walmart got hit with a $45 million class action lawsuit.
Okay.
Because they apparently the scales were not weighing things properly. So if you bought meat or vegetables,
right,
it wasn't underweighing things.
No, it didn't work out in our bank error in our favor.
No, it was not. No, it was not. So it was like basically if you bought anything within the last 2 years.
You're Walmart. Why is it even going to a lawsuit? Just pay it.
Okay. So, yeah. So you can now file a claim. And if you have all your receipts for like the last 3 years,
right,
that you can submit your receipts and you can get up to $500 back.
What if I spent a lot? What if I bought a lot of pineapples?
$500.
That's okay.
Now, if you don't have a receipt,
mm-hmm,
you can still get some money.
What do you got to do?
Just go and you fill out the form.
Take a picture with the pineapple I bought?
Okay. But you're only going to get between like $10 and $25.
Well, that's not enough.
So, you know, so you're better off like making sure that you go hunt down all your receipts.
You know what's an easier way to get $500? You don't have to sue Walmart. You just sign up for the newsletter and you're entered to win a $500 gift card to Amazon.
Oh my God, what a professional transition.
You're welcome.
Enter to win at winfromkim.com. Once again, that's winfromkim.com. And we're going to be giving away that gift card like very soon.
All right. You've been trying to end this thing for weeks.
I know. Come on. Please, just enter. Just once or twice so I can like forget about the $500 gift card to Amazon.com. I mean, it would be good for somebody to win it.
It's so much easier than suing Walmart.
Winfromkim.com. Winfromkim.com. And then because I'm going to be like, Giving it away now.
Yeah.
Giving it away now.
Do you even know that song?
That's all the only part I know.
Figuring as much. You don't seem like a Red Hot Chili Peppers big old fan.
You know, I don't listen to a lot of music.
Which is weird to me. I listen to so much music.
Well, the only thing I listen to is like if I'm running.
Okay.
You know,
but you're not listening for the music or the lyrics or the melody. You just want BPMs.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
So that this way I can go. Go. Because after all, I'm Kim Komando,
yes,
and you are
Andrew Babinski.
And this is Kim Komando Today. And this is a multimedia event.
What is?
This whole podcast.
Because, this podcast right here?
Yes, because you can get it audio version.
That's one media.
Or you can get it video version.
That's multiple. It is multimedia.
It is. It's crazy. So if you're listening, you want to watch, you can just go to youtube.com/Kim Komando.
Yeah.
That's the easiest place. And if you're watching and you want the audio version, just go to wherever you get your podcasts and you search for Kim Komando Today.
People I talk to, you know, friends and acquaintances that watch the podcast, they say the easiest experience is through YouTube.
It is.
Yeah.
Because so otherwise you got to hunt it down.
Right. And Facebook sometimes stinks.
It does.
So just go to YouTube.
It does stink. What do you have coming up?
Well, we have another Theranos. We have a company faking technology. And it's a big company, one you've heard of.
Really?
Rhymes with Blamazon.
Blamazon. Rhymes with Blamazon. I wonder who that could be. Is that Microsoft?
No, it's Meta.
It's Meta. What else you got? Something else you got?
We got gambling.
Yeah, we're going to be talking
about that. You can gamble
on
anything on the internet now. Gambling is so popular that they have put it in places you would not even imagine.
Now, this is part of the pod where we talk about like, comment, share.
Yes. Smash that like button. Drop your comments. Share it with everyone.
Yeah. We don't even care if you don't like them.
No.
Doesn't matter.
Just spam people.
I mean, although, you know what would be so great is if we could get somebody like to spin a sign in every community. Wouldn't that be great across America?
Really, though? Have you ever seen someone on the corner flipping a sign and you're like, oh, I'm going to go to Quiznos. It's never worked.
There is that. It's like, oh, I better turn around right now.
Right.
I'm not going to do that.
I'm getting 10% off my taxes being filed? No, I have never fallen for a sign spinner. Ever.
Do you remember years ago, I sent you a picture of somebody who was like begging for money on the corner of 44th Street in Camelback, and you actually thought it was your cousin or somebody.
I don't remember this.
Yeah, it was like...
Yeah, it was 44th and Camelback.
Yes.
I do remember the picture. I don't remember the context now, but I do. Maybe it was my cousin.
Yeah, it was like, you're like, I think that's my cousin. And I'm like, I thought you were kidding. You're like, no. OMG. I think it's my cousin.
They're totally homeless now.
Are they?
Yeah, you didn't give any money. They're totally homeless.
That was bad. All right, here are five things you need to know. Happy about tech right now. We're going to start with Facebook.
Okay.
And fakes. Because guess what's happening?
What's happening?
There is a new scam.
No, on the internet?
Oh, on Facebook. You know, and Facebook, with all their trillions of dollars, say, there's nothing we can do about it.
No?
Sorry.
Can't cut into their profits.
So here's the deal. Is if you're on Facebook and you see, like, you can generate AI art in a split second with these hidden, cutting-edge features that nobody else knows about.
Except for everybody else who clicks on the ad.
And if you click here, that you'll be able to experience like AI art as never before, like Midjourney and Sora and DALL-E.
I'm still waiting for the scam part.
You click the link.
Right.
And then it wants you to download something. Bum, 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 bum.
Why do they even allow these ads on Facebook?
Exactly.
They should have like a dummy computer that tests all the links to see if they're legitimate or not before they start taking these people's money.
One would think.
But they don't. They don't. Just take anything.
So you have
to
be smart.
A nickel at them. They go run to catch it.
Exactly. Here I am. I got it. All right. Do you still have a MySpace account?
No. I mean, I don't know. Are they still active?
Yeah, they are.
I think the last time I checked, it was like, remember when it switched from regular MySpace to like independent bands?
Yes.
And there was the MySpace is back. I think I still had it then, but I don't know if I still have it now.
And then MySpace went through like that awkward teenage stage where it was all like full of hookers and prostitutes.
I missed that stage.
Well, see, what's happening now is that if you have pictures like on PhotoBucket, Friendster, MySpace, you know, these are accounts that we haven't looked at for 20 years.
Forever.
Okay. That suddenly, like PhotoBucket, they have 2 million users, which sounds like a lot, but it's really not.
It does sound like a lot.
Okay. Well, here's the deal, but they have 13 billion photos.
What are you going to do with them?
They're going to sell them to AI, and they're going to make a dollar a piece. So they're going to like land $13 billion.
A dollar a piece?
Yes, AI is paying a dollar a piece. So bottom line, so if you have pictures out there like in the interverse, and you're like, oh, I wonder what those pictures are, and that they could start being used to train AI.
Well, obviously, when we uploaded the pictures, we agreed that they own them.
Of course, forever.
So they have the legal right to do this.
Yeah, and then there's always that clause, like they, you own them for like whatever medium it might be.
Mm-hmm.
No, now, in the future. So if you have old accounts, you might want to start deleting them.
I'm not trying to call you out here, but you said they're going to sell them to AI. Who in particular?
Anybody wants to buy it. Like, but, you know, Meta, Google, Perplexity, anybody who wants to buy the pictures, they're going to sell the pictures so that this way they can train AI. Now, what's interesting is OpenAI just came out the other day, which I thought this was super fascinating.
Okay.
Is that they downloaded a bunch of YouTube videos, like a million YouTube videos.
Right.
Okay. And they didn't pay Google anything for it. I mean, because you can download, anybody can download a YouTube video.
Right, and it's not like they're going to use them in marketing or anything like that.
They used it to train their video.
Right, just training it. Okay.
And then Google's like, how come we didn't get paid?
Well, how come you didn't use your own videos, Google?
All right, so from time to time, I get this call on the show. Kim, I went to a flea market or a swap meet. It's always like that. And there was a guy standing there with a box, and he said that I could get all the cable channels absolutely free.
Sure.
Wouldn't have to pay anybody anything. It's the greatest quality. I saw it. I could get like all the sports. I could get Netflix, Hulu, you name it, and I don't have to pay a dime. Well, I had to buy the box for $250. So is that a good deal?
I was your Carl Screener on your national radio show. On over 400 stations for 14 years. Yes. And literally every month we got this call.
Yes. And now you can buy these boxes on Amazon and eBay.
Oh, and then you think it's on Amazon. Well, of course it's got to be legal. Amazon can't sell illegal products.
Right?
They can't sell endangered animals because it's illegal.
Well, there's a guy by the name of William Freeman.
Okay.
Who is no longer a Freeman.
No. Okay. Going to jail?
Because guess what William was selling when he was a Freeman?
Those boxes?
Amazon Fire Sticks.
Okay, which he's obviously jailbroke and put illegal software on.
So if you're listening right now and you're thinking like, what's the big deal? Okay, is that they can now track your IP address. It's kind of like those old Napster days. Remember like when Napster was like, people were like getting like fined for like $3 million.
Oh, yeah. They sent the FBI to arrest a six-year-old kid for downloading three Eminem songs.
Yes, exactly. And the parents are like, what do you mean we owe $85,000?
We're setting an example with this six-year-old.
All right, this next one's so goofy.
I didn't miss the joke. Why is it so goofy?
I crack myself up sometimes.
Dude, that internal monologue must be hilarious.
It's actually very annoying sometimes. You have no idea what it's like to have this brain. I mean, it's like this side is going like this part, talking about this part, and this part's talking about this part. And
the back is telling both of them to shut up.
Yes, exactly. And then this guy in the back saying, yeah, but what about this? Okay, so,
did you guys think about this? Have you considered the consequences?
Disney, starting in June, is going to say no more password sharing.
That's why it was goofy.
Yes.
Should have reversed it.
Oh.
Disney says no more password sharing. This story is goofy. We didn't understand the reference because you hadn't made the point to reference to yet.
In my head, it happened.
Well, we were allowed to password share on Disney this whole time?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Okay. Well, now you can't do it anymore. So, and the reason why is because of Netflix.
Yeah.
Okay. Netflix, when they immediately cracked down on password sharing, I mean, think about this. They got an immediate uptick of 9 million subscribers.
Guilty.
Were you?
Yeah, because I shared my sister's password for years. And then it finally, you know, that box shows up, says, it looks like you're not at home, Amanda. Well, no, it's Andrew trying to use Amanda's account at Andrew's house. So I had to sign up for Netflix.
Well, and then their revenues went up by 8%.
That's huge.
And so Mickey Mouse needs some money, honey.
Always. That's the mouse is about the money.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that something? It truly is.
Do you share passwords with anything, with anyone?
No.
Not even Ian?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But you know,
you're cheap? No, frugal. You're frugal. So I would think you would definitely share those passwords.
Well, you know, it's, and here's the bad news, okay, about sharing passwords is that, so I was online looking up something that it was about between me and Ian. Okay. And something like, it was like, you know, I was looking up things because it's just like a mom thing. I was looking up things. And so all of a sudden, Ian calls me up and goes, chill out, mom.
So you were like a parenting advice or something like that?
Yeah.
And then he could see your searches?
Because he has a shared account on ChatGPT. I'm like totally busted by my kid.
Totally busted. Can you delete your search history on ChatGPT?
I sure did right after that.
That's hilarious.
Finally, this coming in. Apple has gotten out of the electric car business because said they're not going to do that anymore. So they're coming out with what they're calling the next big thing.
Okay, wait a minute. If the electric car is not the... It was like they spent like $1 billion to go, we can't do this.
Yeah, and they laid off and they got rid of like 650 people.
What is going to be their next big thing?
What do you think it is? Because you don't know.
Apple, I don't know. Let me think. What could Apple... not a credit card. They already do that. They already do headphones and everything in music and tech. Got a wearable with the Vision Pro. I can't even think what it could possibly be.
And I'm going to say it just for Jennifer. A robot.
A robot? They're going to... So this is the thing they'll abandon in 8 years after spending $3 billion, the Apple robot?
Well, they say it's going to be this... I hope they do have it. I mean, because there are things that I absolutely... abhor doing.
Sure.
Right. I mean, I don't mind like doing the dishes and things like that, but I hate folding laundry. I think that is just like the worst ever.
I actually threw an adult tantrum in the middle of folding laundry this weekend.
Did you? Why?
I was on the floor. I sit on the floor and I had all the laundry from the week. It was washed. Washing and drying. fine.
I'm okay with that too.
All day.
Yes.
Folding, and I just laid down on top of the laundry. I just went, I don't want to do this.
Were your kids around?
No.
Oh, good.
It was a full adult. That's even more embarrassing. There was no one there to see me. I was just doing it for myself because it was true. It's the worst.
Okay. I had some clothes that I took out and I didn't wear them over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Rather than me folding them and putting them back,
mm-hmm.
I put them in the dirty clothes hamper. Okay. So that this way the housekeeper would watch him fold.
I'm the housekeeper.
Oh, okay.
So if I did that, I would just create more work for myself.
Oh, see, and then I did it. After I did, I'm like, well, that's dumb. I mean, I'm like.
So now does your. Do you have someone that folds your laundry? You don't use a service? Oh, you do. So you don't have to even worry about it.
Sometimes I have to do it myself.
Because my sister uses some service where on Mondays she puts all her dirty laundry in the front yard and someone just drives by, picks it up, and brings it back on Wednesday.
And you can make money. It's like that's a side hustle.
That's a crazy.
So anyway, so this little Apple guy or gal is going to fold laundry, do dishes, bring you drinks. And also, if you're not home, you can have like, you could call it up and you could say, hey, you know, video with the kids, go find the kids and video with the kids, stuff like that.
Do we have a expected time of release?
No.
And to fold laundry, this robot has to have opposable thumbs. It's going to have hands.
Yes.
If it's going to have hands, it's going to have a face.
So in our house, we now have Astro.
What's Astro do?
Astro is Amazon's
mm-hmm.
robot.
What does it do?
I'm not quite sure yet.
Okay. I knew this was coming.
I mean,
I knew it was going to be nothing.
Well, you know, I'm hoping that it will do some things, but so far Bear is really excited because he'll say, Astro, follow me. And he's like, Kim, watch, Astro will follow me. Okay. So Astro follows him all around. And then it was like, here, Astro, burp. And then Astro goes,
You paid thousands of dollars.
$2,500
okay.
for Astro.
Okay. Thousands of dollars for it to follow around and burp at you?
Okay. Well, but the whole idea is, and this is like because of the whole Chilean gang thing.
Oh, security. Okay.
Yeah, is that what he does is he and I say he pops up
mm-hmm.
and then he will like patrol the whole house.
What pops up? His whole body?
No, it's like this, like, it's like, it looks like an iPad.
Okay.
And so it's like on this. And so then it goes.
That's kind of cool.
And so, and Abby does not know. I have to get a video. Abby's like looking at her like,
what are you doing in here? You don't smell like a dog.
You should have it bark and see how the dog reacts. If Astro can burp, Astro can bark.
I don't know. We should. We should try to do that.
That would be a good one.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Kim Komando today. Just a quick reminder that if you have not already entered to win the $500 Amazon gift card,
all you got
to
do is sign up for one newsletter.
That's it.
One.
That's all. And you want to go to winfromkim.com. Once again, that's winfromkim.com. And don't forget to like, comment, share. We're going to be reading just the best comments.
Or all the ones that come in if then nobody else comments.
I mean, if they all suck.
We got to fill time.
I mean, yeah.
So you remember the Just Walk Out technology from Amazon?
Yeah, you know what? I always thought that was super exciting that you could be able to just, especially because like even yesterday I went to Safeway and I was using the self-checkout
mm-hmm.
because I hate standing in line. I mean, you know me.
But you'd rather do all the work than stand in line.
Yes.
Okay.
I'd rather do that. And of course, Barry comes over and he's like, those damn things never work right for me.
Well, what I don't like about the self-checkout is if you're doing like a big grocery.
Oh, no, you can't do it that.
There's not enough room on that scale.
No.
To do that.
Okay. Well, I had to go to Safeway.
Okay.
Because he said, what are we having for dinner? I said, I'd really like to use my pizza oven and make pizza.
Okay.
Okay. So he said, well, make me a list. So I said, can I text you? No. So we got to have a piece of paper. So I can do like pizza dough, pizza sauce.
Right.
Okay. mozzarella cheese.
Why didn't you have Astro do all of this?
I should have. And basil.
Got it. Okay.
So about an hour and a half later, he comes home.
What was the last ingredient?
Basil. How do you say it?
Basil.
Basil.
Not basil. Basil.
Basil.
All right, I'll let it go.
Basil.
Basil.
Doesn't matter. Okay? So, I mean, I love my husband. He comes home and, well, they didn't have some things.
What didn't they, of those ingredients?
Yeah. We didn't have any pizza dough flour, nothing like that. So he, in the frozen food section, he found gluten-free pizza crusts.
Sounds delicious.
Mozzarella cheese. We had one bag of mozzarella, and then we had Mexican cheese and sharp cheddar cheese and some other thing. They didn't have pizza sauce.
What store did he go to? Circle K?
Okay.
A convenience store? Okay. 7-Eleven?
Went to AJ's.
They have, how do they have pizza sauce?
No pizza sauce. So he brought marinara sauce, and I tried to explain, like, you know, it's not the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, you could have gotten by, but it truly isn't the same thing.
They didn't have basil either. Okay?
So for four. Okay.
But he did come home with a big bottle of gin.
They have this.
Okay. So he comes and that's
Astro, it. Order a pizza. We're getting drunk.
So that's why we had to go to
Safeway.
And because I wanted to show him that where things are located.
At the grocery store. So anyway. If it was a just walk out Amazon store,
yes.
You'd walk in, you'd grab four wrong things that aren't on your list,
yes.
And walk out, and you would automatically be charged.
See, I thought that was just genius.
It's brilliant technology. Yes. If it were technology.
Yeah, this is bad.
Business Insider had a whistleblower that said when the Just Walk Out technology started, Amazon's plan was, you know, for this to work. But they went out and they trained and hired 1,000 people in India to just monitor, make sure that when someone picks up the basil and puts it in their cart, they're actually being charged for the basil. They were hoping maybe 3-4% of orders would be double-checked. 70%, almost all, 70% of all orders were hand-checked, hand-checked out, and hand-done by humans. The technology didn't work, and they lied to us.
They sure did. 1,000 people just sat there and said, "Ooh, what did he pick up? Let's put it on his list. Right. What did he pick up? Oh, she put that back. Mm-hmm. Better take
Gotta
that
make sure
off.
Check that off." Okay.
So here we thought, I mean, we were sold a bill of goods.
Well, absolutely.
I mean, that, you know, we'd go to the store and this was the future, folks. You just pick out the pizza sauce and the pizza dough and then just put it in your little bag and out you go.
But this is just like Theranos. Theranos, you know, said they were checking your blood in a minute, but they were actually using the old technology to check your blood because they didn't know what they were doing and it was a fake product. This was a fake product from Amazon and nobody's talking about it.
No, they're not. It's really remarkable that nobody is talking about it. I mean, because you would think, like, you know, we have the Palm technology, we have all this stuff, and mm-hmm. It's a big company, Amazon, and for them to do this pilot project or whatever they're calling it with 1,000 eyeballs.
It's just humans in another country. At least you could have created some jobs here in the United States. It was 1,000 people watching you shop in another country. Now, they're trying to replace the Just Walk Out technology with the Dash Cart. But it's not going to be exactly what they promised because obviously they can't do it. They can't pull it off.
Okay, they've been talking about the smart shopping cart forever.
Sure, absolutely. Okay.
And Instacart just rolled one out this past week in some stores where, like, you're just going to put whatever you want in there and then you get charged.
Right. Just build in a scanner. Just have a little scanner right there. Beep, boop, 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 boop. I put everything in bags before I leave, and then 25 people in Turkey can watch me and make sure that I didn't steal anything. What a joke, Amazon.
So next, imagine this. You remember, like, if you go into, like, that produce section and they have sometimes, like, the little candies that you can put in a bag?
Right.
Okay. You know,
the Brock's candy?
Have you ever taken one, not paid for it?
No, but I know people who have.
Okay. Now all of a sudden you're going to take it out.
Uh-huh.
It's going to say 25 cents.
Put it right back. Okay. I only wanted that sucky candy barrel because it was free.
That's it. We don't want anything else.
No. Stinking ammo.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, it's Kim Komando today. It's your fun podcast about everything digital. We were just talking about shopping, which reminded me, I have a really great joke. Now, this is a joke that you're going to want to tell all your family members and friends.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, you ready? Where do T-Rexes shop?
Where do T-Rexes shop? I don't know. Where do they shop?
At the dino stores.
It's a dino store. Oh, I guess you're taking. Okay, yeah. That's fine. We do a segment on my radio show every Friday called Back Joke Friday.
Yes.
You got to call in every single week. I'll give you the hotline. We'll get you on in and out. Two minutes.
You know what? Tell me when to call and I will.
I absolutely 100%. I'll give you the hotline and we'll just do the Kim Komando bad joke of the week because you're full of them.
I do. I have a lot of them. It is.
And you love them.
I do.
You love them so much.
I know. Sometimes when I'm writing the newsletter, I just crack up. I think I am so funny. I am so funny.
My 500,000 subscribers are just going to die at this one.
It's like I was writing a story yesterday about Viagra.
Okay.
And that as a side benefit for Viagra in other uplifting news.
Boner jokes always work.
Is that it will help decrease your chances of Alzheimer's.
Oh, that is cool.
Yes.
I'm just going to take it now so I don't get Alzheimer's.
It's not a hard sell.
I'm just... See, that's good. I like that one.
All right. Let's talk about gambling.
All right. The internet is full of it. I mean, we just had the NCAA women's tournament. And it was the most bet on women's sports game, UConn versus Iowa, in the history.
UConn, is it Y-U-C-O-N?
That's so funny. K-O-N. I went to the Final Four this weekend.
Yes.
And UConn was playing in the game. And Jennifer was sitting there like, I can't believe that they're from Alaska.
Oh, gosh.
Like, no, it's UC, University of Connecticut.
Oh, even I knew that. Jennifer, come on.
She honestly thought they were from the UConn. No, it was, you know, the UConn Huskies against Iowa. And it was because the access to gambling is right in your pocket.
It's easy.
You turn on my phone right now. There's six different apps on there that you can go ahead and gamble on. So they're gambling on everything.
Do you have a problem? Do we need to help you?
No, I don't. First of all, my bets are like $5, $6.
Okay,
like right. I'm betting $6 to win $225. It's just fun.
Okay.
But you can bet on. Now, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
And be honest. How fast do you think it would take Barry to carry you 100 yards?
How slow would it be for Barry to carry me?
Keep in mind, the world record is 17.6 seconds. Half an hour?
Can I get on his back?
Yeah, you can carry him as any way possible. How far into the 100 meters, would he order an Uber? How far in? 10, 15?
5 feet.
Because you can now bet on wife carrying on the internet. Not only is it a sport, it's something you can bet on.
Wow, really?
Ferret bingo? Are you interested in ferret bingo?
I'm sorry. Ferret?
Ferret bingo.
So like ferrets are playing bingo?
No, ferrets are the bingo balls.
Oh!
There's this huge cage. They put a ferret in it, and it's got all these tunnels. And wherever he comes out, that's the winning number.
Oh, gosh.
You can bet on it on the internet. Who would win in a war? Humans or aliens? You can bet on it on the internet. All
really?
Of these things are accessible and literally is real money.
I mean, I was going to say, is this real money?
Now, a lot of them are run by digital coins like Bitcoin, Ethereum, stuff like that.
Are they like really headquartered in the Caribbean?
They are not U.S.-based companies.
Okay.
Because, you know, the U.S. has strict rules, but there's tons of countries that doesn't care. And these literally are things you can bet on the internet every single day.
Can you win big money?
You can. I mean, the odds are pretty crazy because, you know, where is the first alien landing going to be? Could be anywhere. So you're going to have pretty good odds. A $10 bet might pay $1,200 if you pick Boston, Massachusetts to be the first sighting of aliens where we meet. So who's going to win? Humans or aliens?
Well,
you're going to bet for the home team or the visitors?
That's a good one.
Thanks.
What's the craziest thing that you've bet on?
In my entire life? Wow, that's interesting. I bet on a guy to score 50 points in a night and it actually hit.
Really?
Yes, which is very rare in basketball. I hit a 9-team parlay, which means you have to pick 9 different things to happen and they all have to happen. And $5 paid like $1,100 and I hit all 9. But I lose a lot more than I win.
Do you?
It's for entertainment purposes only.
One time I won Keno.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you sitting there live or was it like digital?
No, I was live. So Barry and I are there. And you know, it's just like, you know, you're just eating lunch or whatever and you're drinking. And it's like, oh yeah, let's play Keno. So sure. I'm like, I just go like.
It's like a buck a game.
Yeah, or whatever. So I just like, so I pick like 10 numbers.
Right.
Okay. All 10 numbers win.
So that had to have been like $10,000, $15,000.
Yeah, it was a lot of money. It was a lot of money. And so, but I didn't have my wallet with me.
So no ID?
I had no ID, nothing.
Right.
So I said to Barry, and we were dating then, I said, here, do you just put it under yours? And just, he goes, what? I said, I don't have any ID, and I don't want to go up to the room to go get it. So just put it under your, I'm not paying the taxes. Taxes. I'm not paying the taxes. I'm like, God, I should have left then. So I was like.
Worst thing about Keno is you're always going to sit next to the old guy that wants to tell you every single time he won at Keno. There's nothing worse. Back in 84, and $500 was a lot then. It happens which every time.
True. Which is so true.
Every time.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So it's Kim Komando today. We're so glad that you're here. Just a quick reminder to like and share and comment.
Yes.
And you can do it live or you can do it afterwards because, you know, I think what we were going to start doing is actually looking at some of the comments afterwards so that because not everybody can, you know, watch us do the show live.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, most like today we had to delay the start
because
of the
podcast.
Because
it was the big eclipse.
Yeah, big eclipse.
I actually thought it was going to be something. Here in Phoenix. I know, I'm very smart and I live with Dr. Science.
Right.
And I said to Barry, you know, maybe we should let like everybody stay at home in the morning in case they want to see the eclipse. And then as I'm getting ready this morning, he's like, well, that was dumb. You know, I don't know why you have people do that. I'm like, you could have said something.
Can I make fun of that email for a second?
Yes.
So you sent out the company-wide email saying if you want to watch the eclipse with your family, didn't you say that in there with your family?
I think so.
Yeah. That you can work from home, but you have to come in and the office at 12.
Right.
The eclipse was at 11:20.
So the 3 minutes.
The plan was to go outside, look at it real quick, get in the car and hurry and get to work.
It's only 3 minutes.
Could have given it a little bit more of a buffer.
No, we got to.
You're right. You're right though. It was only 3 minutes. It was so disappointing.
I know.
I went outside and the office building next to us is the Mini Mobile. You've heard of Mini Mobile?
Yes.
It's like their headquarters and everybody's outside. No one's got eclipse glasses. So they're just standing outside on their smoke break and I'm handing my glasses to everybody else to try. So it was a nice little communal moment. But otherwise, they just put the glasses on and went, oh, and that was it.
Yeah, but we were like 64% of.
Yeah.
Say a word. Come on.
The full eclipse.
It starts with a T.
I can't remember
how to
say it.
Totality.
It wasn't totality. You're just messing with me. Totality? Is it totality? The path of totality?
It's totality.
It's not totality. It was lame. Next time I'm going to a place where it's going to be, it's San Francisco. In 2045, we can go to San Francisco. It's going to be the path of totality.
So Lou Mello says, I really enjoy watching my wife fold laundry. I even offered tips. Which seemed to go unnoticed.
That's a tip on how to get divorced.
Yeah. Lou, that's bad. Wouldn't that be awful? Oh, yeah. Honey, you're not folding it, right?
You know what? If you put the socks together instead of balling them up, they'll last longer. Did you know that? Did you sip your beer and turn the gainum up?
Yeah, that ain't going to happen. Hi, Kim and Andrew. I mean, Adam. Let's see. Robot.
She's been saying it for years like that, folks.
It's like a robot. Robot.
My robot makes the best basil.
You're just bad. You're just bad. A lot of people said, like, how come we were late today? Because we were watching the eclipse.
Yeah.
We were. You know,
hopefully you were, too. Yes. I mean, no matter where you are, you had a little bit. You had some coverage. 65%, though, not enough.
You know, and I don't know how to say this, is that I'm in a chat, and I'm not going to say what chat I'm in.
Okay.
But somebody in the chat said that they would not let their children watch the eclipse.
Why not?
Even with glasses.
Why?
Because that it would impair their future brain development.
No. Okay. They're fine.
I said to Barry, because you know he always follows all these conspiracy. I'm like, have you heard about this one? And he's like, oh, yes. So apparently there's some conspiracy theory that if you let your kids watch the eclipse, that you're that they're going to be something wrong with them.
I saw tons of eclipses while I was a kid, and I turned out fine.
We didn't have the glasses.
No, we just squinted.
Yeah, we did. It was like...
Remember when you would cut the hole in the piece of paper, and then, you know, the new thing was you take a saltine cracker, and I know this is a little too late now, but if you hold up a saltine cracker, it has exactly got 13 holes in it, and you cast the shadow down on a white piece of paper, you will see 13 little crests of the shape of the eclipse right through the little holes.
I love peanut butter on a saltine cracker.
It's really good.
So that would not be...
You snack on it right afterwards. You lick the eclipse, 32 seconds later, you have yourself a snack.
All right, so a lot of people are concerned about flying.
Yes.
Because we're starting to see problems with airplanes. Now, do you think that we're having more problems with airplanes or that we have more people with cameras to detect the problems with the airplanes?
It's probably a little bit of both, but, you know... When the door falls off, it doesn't matter how many cameras are in the plane. That's a problem.
Well, now this video is going viral.
That doesn't look good. I don't know what airline that is.
That's Southwest.
I was joking.
Oh. I'm wondering. I thought maybe you needed glasses or something.
No, because their logo is being ripped off of the airplane.
Yes.
Did that plane take off?
No, that was an emergency landing.
Oh, yeah. That's an emergency.
Could you imagine looking out the window? Oh, look, there's the brand... Canyon.
I'm not religious, but I'm praying in that moment right there. Just in case. Just in case.
You know, many years ago when I used to fly commercial, I said that just for you. Just for you. I couldn't even get the line out because I knew it was so ridiculous.
What happened when you were with us plebes in steerage?
I was kidding. I fly commercial. So sometimes. So I was on Southwest Airlines. I will never forget this. And like, you know, when you land into Phoenix and it's summer, you know, the thermals.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like you go like boom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom. And you do that. I mean, it's just, and then you're like.
Because there's no grip.
Right. And so, so I remember this. So we landed into Phoenix and I'll never forget what, you know, they always have like the best flight attendants on Southwest Airlines. I mean, they always do. They always have like this great fun attitude. And this guy came on and said, you know, welcome to Phoenix. And he said, welcome to Phoenix. We made it. And then he said, and I just want to let you know that landing was not my fault. It wasn't the pilot's fault.
Whose fault?
It was the asphalt.
Now that's a good bad joke.
Yes.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Save big money now on new siding from LP SmartSide at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP SmartSide today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save